we kind of like reevaluated our business model and decided to kind of adapt right away. So in the very beginning, we were doing curbside only.
That is Tristan Papajuk, COO and Head of Coffee at CXT Roasting Company. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
It's Wednesday, June 24th. Coming up, some news to start off your day. It's WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria City Council approved an early retirement incentive aimed at reducing the need for layoffs from the city workforce. Tim Shelley reports.
Council voted 9-2 to approve the program, with Mayor Artis abstaining. An estimated 77 city and library employees enrolled in the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund pension system will be eligible to apply beginning in August. The city estimates potential salary and benefit savings of several million dollars, depending on how many eligible employees decide to take part in the program. Second District Councilman Chuck Graeb voted against the program, saying he wanted more information about the impacts on services first.
The devil is, I think it's totally irresponsible for the policymaking body to sign off on any of this, not knowing what this is going to mean.
City Manager Patrick Urich says he can't guarantee how the city will restructure around those impacts until the city knows how many people want to take advantage of the voluntary incentive. But Urich says the city has to reduce the budget or raise revenues to live within its means under the new reality brought about by COVID-19.
Our service levels for a city, when we're cutting positions, are going to suffer. They're going to go down. We are not going to be delivering services at the same level and the same capacity that we have because we just don't have the resources.
At-large Councilman Sid Ruckriegel says he reluctantly backs the plan, citing a need for some kind of momentum forward on addressing the budget deficit.
We've got to start moving in a direction to make some decisions here.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Washington police are investigating the death of a man whose body was found behind a shopping center as a homicide. Kyle McMurty of Washington was found dead behind Washington Plaza last week. Police Chief Mike McCoy says it's the first violent murder reported in the city in years. CityLink will resume regular bus service next week as Illinois enters Phase 4 of the governor's reopening plan. Passengers must continue to wear a mask or face covering. Fare collection will be suspended until further notice. Tri-County health officials confirmed 19 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. This brings the region's total to 594 since the pandemic began. The local death toll remains at 35. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic is a challenge for businesses used to creating sit-down environments. WCBU's Steve Tarter recently spoke with CXT Roasting Company owner Tristan Papajuk about how he's navigating the obstacles.
We've actually been open since the very beginning. So once the pandemic kind of started out in like March, we kind of like reevaluated our business model and decided to kind of adapt right away. So in the very beginning, we were doing curbside only. So we didn't allow anyone in the shop. It was all online ordering. And we focused on getting a very easy process going for our website so people can order, and then we'd bring the drink out to them wearing the proper PPE and everything. So
you had pretty good business in that regard?
Yeah. We also, it was like obviously slow in the very beginning, but we started to do some social media marketing and posting videos that we were open and how we were doing like curbside service and how easy it was to place an order and still get your coffee. So once we started posting more and more videos, that kind of gained traction and allowed people to know that we were open and they can still get their, you know, their necessity of coffee daily. So
yeah, where are we at now? You've got outside dining here. We're at Kellis Station where we're doing this interview. How much capacity do you have here for outside dining?
Outside dining? at least 20. We've been kind of pushing, I think, 25, but it's all like 6 feet apart. Right. Because we have a pretty big patio and then like front space in front of our shop. Yeah, and then it's a variety of seating too. It's not all the same seating, so you get a little bit of like some comfy chairs and then some like tables.
Right. Do you look forward to having them come back in here?
Oh, absolutely. It's been crazy coming into the shop every single day and just kind of seeing no one in here and all the chairs and tables flipped upside down. And yeah. Plus, we love having like we focus on like customer service and hospitality, so it's always great to see people coming in. But we've noticed a trend since we've done like more carry out. People tend to come in more and then say hello and then grab their drinks and go.
And you know, there is such a tradition with coffee. What do you see coming out of this pandemic? You mentioned your business plan changing.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go from here in your mind? Are you going to be doing different things, or you know, is it going back to normal or whatever that is? I mean, how do you look at it?
It's tough to say because we do have like a pretty streamlined model now for like carry out or like placing your order ahead. But then there's also like that there's a little bit of frustration because there's, you know, people are placing orders and then like we're gonna have like a big rush of people coming in. So it's like, how do you manage that, like that time, you know, like the how patient people can be for waiting their drink, or maybe they place an order, but we get slammed on the inside of the shop and we're unable to fulfill that order like at the appropriate time. So it's tough to say. I'm leaning more towards kind of going back to normal, but then still offering like maybe like placing your order if it's like half hour or something like that, or more timely manner. More and more people are, you know, since it's lighter out later, people are on the trail.
Right.
And we're noticing people coming in at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. So,
you serve during the drive-in, or are you closed during that time?
We're. Oh no, the movies.
Yeah. I saw the screen here.
No,
I talked to Katie Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that's interesting. Well, you got an interesting vantage point here at Keller Station, so that's really worked out for you.
Yeah, it's been definitely a blessing for us. I think the trail is just awesome, having people. I mean, there's always people out on the trail, so you know, when they can just pop off and then load their bikes over the side of the shop and then come on in and grab a drink to go or something, it's great. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Before we let you go, the Peoria Park District Board meets tonight to discuss ways to close a $2 million budget gap caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Aquaplex, Franciscan Recreation Center, and Glen Oak Amphitheater may temporarily shut down as cost-saving measures. WCBU's On Deck will have the full breakdown tomorrow. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.